WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful minds. It's Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life. Today, we're diving deep into something that's been on my mind a lot lately: building emotional intelligence and well-being. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're caught in an emotional whirlwind, spinning out of control? Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? You have more power than you think. This isn't about becoming emotionless robots, far from it. It's about understanding your emotions, learning to manage them, and using them as a compass to guide you towards a happier, more fulfilling life. Think of it like this: your emotions are information. They're telling you something. Are they excitement, fear, anger? Paying attention to those signals, understanding their root cause, that's emotional intelligence in action. And trust me, it's a game changer. First things first, let's talk about self-awareness. This is about checking in with yourself regularly. What are you feeling right now? Where do you feel it in your body? What triggered this emotion? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly feel a pang of jealousy? That's your inner voice speaking. Recognizing those moments, acknowledging them without judgment, that's the starting point. Next up is self-regulation, the ability to manage your emotions instead of letting them manage you. Think about it like this: you wouldn't let your car run out of gas mid-drive, right? Emotions are the same. When you feel stress creeping in, take a deep breath, step away from the situation, and practice mindfulness. It could be as simple as focusing on your senses, the feeling of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, the smell of fresh coffee. Grounding yourself in the present moment can work wonders. Communication is key. Expressing your emotions honestly and respectfully is crucial for building strong relationships. This doesn't mean being a drama queen. It's about using I statements to share your feelings without blaming or attacking others. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me angry," try, "I feel frustrated when this happens." Let's talk empathy, putting yourself in someone else's shoes and understanding their perspective. It's about actively listening, being present, and trying to see the world through their eyes. You know that feeling when a friend is going through something tough? Sometimes just offering a listening ear and validating their feelings can make a world of difference. Finally, let's chat about self-motivation, the ability to set goals, stay focused, and persevere through challenges. Remember those stoic principles we talked about before? They're your guiding stars. Focus on what you can control, embrace setbacks as learning opportunities, and celebrate your successes. Okay, picture this. You're at work, right? Your boss throws a curveball your way, a new project with a tight deadline. You feel your heart racing, a wave of anxiety washing over you. But remember what we talked about? Take a deep breath, acknowledge that feeling of stress. Remind yourself that you've faced challenges before, and you've got this. Focus on the task at hand, break it down into smaller steps, and celebrate each milestone along the way. You'll not only get through it, but you'll come out stronger on the other side. See? Emotional intelligence isn't some mystical superpower, it's a skill set you can develop with practice and awareness. So, what's one small step you can take today to boost your emotional well-being? Maybe it's practicing mindfulness for 5 minutes, journaling about your feelings, or actively listening to someone who needs to vent. Remember, every little bit counts. Go out there and rock this day with conscious awareness and an abundance of self-compassion. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a dose of stoic wisdom. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and hearts open. I'll be back tomorrow with more daily doses of resilience.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.